A federal program trying to recruit 1 million people for medical research is launching an effort to learn more about COVID-19. The Medical College of Wisconsin and some other healthcare outlets in the state are part of the program called All of Us. All of Us began during the Obama administration and could cost $1.5 billion nationally over a 10-year period. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Warmbach has more on the closer look at the coronavirus.
So far, the National Institutes of Health has gotten about 280,000 people to sign up for All of Us. Volunteering means allowing NIH confidential access to online medical records and to provide researchers with blood and urine samples. The hope is to build a diverse biomedical database that will lead to more individualized or precision disease prevention, treatment, and care. Enrollment for All of Us has been on hold for more than 3 months due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But program officials are about to start conducting antibody tests of the blood samples of at least the last 10,000 people who signed up for All of Us early this year. Dr. Jeff Whittle is professor of medicine and the Medical College of Wisconsin's principal investigator for All of Us. He says the tests will look for antibodies or disease-fighting proteins that formed in people who had the coronavirus.
It won't lead directly to affect treatment. It will help us to understand who are the higher risk individuals for infection, and amongst those individuals, who are the ones who are at higher risk for becoming ill. So that will help us to target resources, may help us to target testing. It may help us to target vaccination, because when a vaccine becomes available, providers will want to be vaccinating some cohorts sooner than others.
Whittle explains there may be a genetic link to how humans interact with the virus.
There may be markers on your cells that are determined by genetics that make you more or less likely to be infected. There may be aspects of how your immune system works that are genetically determined that they make you able to mount a more robust or less robust response.
Whittle says All of Us volunteers, in effect, already gave permission for their submitted blood samples to be tested for research. He says after the antibody study is conducted at Vanderbilt University, it's possible some participants will eventually be contacted for follow-up. As for recruiting nationally, 720,000 more people for All of Us, Whittle says potential volunteers can call to begin preliminary sign-up. He says the Medical College of Wisconsin will schedule local appointments to begin later this month. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.